T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What's the message, main message for this crowd tonight?
Well, it's a message of love. I mean, our country's going to hell.
Oh, Susie Q. How do you like that, Susie Moore? You've got your own music rolling here. How?
I'll take it. I appreciate that.
All right. Susie Moore joining us from Red State this morning, redstate.com. Susie, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I played that bite from the president from over the weekend. I mean, the crowd is amazing, number one. And the mainstream media in this country ignored this like it didn't happen.
Well, you know, it's anathema to them to give any credit whatsoever to Donald Trump, even if it's just crowd size. So the fact that they didn't want to cover it isn't at all surprising.
No, it was amazing, though. And I was even surprised that Fox pretty much largely ignored it when it was live. They played a few sound bites after the fact, but I'm amazed by that. Steve Bannon called him out. He's angry with Fox for not covering that at all. Go to cut 8, Carl, please.
So don't sit there and tell me the news organizations, and particularly Fox, you're not a news organization.
No.
What the Murdochs want is they want a Glenn Youngkin, or they want nice guy who's going to sit there and give them tax cuts and deregulation. The Fox scam is over. Okay. Besides Tucker Carlson, it's nothing but a scam.
Yeah, I think maybe he went a little far there in terms of Fox, but the fact that they didn't cover it and they used to carry every one of his rallies was surprising to me.
Well, they may have gotten to the point, and I'm not speaking specifically of Fox, but just the media in general, they may have gotten to the point where they've decided, look, maybe if we just ignore him and close our eyes and cover our ears, he'll go away. Because they gave him so much attention previously, and that helped actually build him into what he became.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe there's an argument to be made for that. I was still disappointed in watching that this weekend. You know, I brought this up earlier because there's a reason Glenn Youngkin is now the governor in Virginia. And that's because his opponent told parents they're not stakeholders in their kids' education. And now the Michigan Democratic Party, although they've retracted the statement, posted the exact same thing on their website yesterday.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how tone deaf you can possibly be to not think that telling parents they don't or shouldn't have a say in their children's education and the content of what they're taught at school, whatever the type of school it is a persuasive thing, or is something that's not going to just, you know, bring out the mama and papa bear in everybody. It's ridiculous. And the fact that the Michigan Democrats decided to take a page out of the Terry McAuliffe failing playbook does not speak well of them.
Well, here was the tweet, in case people missed it, from the Michigan Democratic Party. Not sure where this parents should control what is taught in schools because there are kids thing is originating, but parents do have the option to choose to send their kids to hand-selected private schools at their own expense if this is what they desire. The purpose of a public education in a public school is not to teach kids only what parents want them to be taught. It's to teach them what society needs them to know. The client of this public school is not the parent, but the entire community. So back to the it takes a village argument, I guess, of Hillary Clinton.
Right. There's this notion that if kids attend public school, that they belong to. That they are then therefore owned by the state of the community. Now, to be clear, the community does have a stake in the education of our children, 100%. But the fact that they did this whole, like, smear quote approach to parents, this silly notion of parents having a say in what their kids are taught, it's just, it's mind-boggling. It's like it's never occurred to them that that's actually the normal course of how things are and should be. Parents do have a stake in it, and they should have a say.
Well, absolutely. They should have a say by through their school board, their elected school board officials. And I think we're going to see a groundswell here this April when we have local school board elections, I hope.
I think you're right about that, and I hope so, too. And, I mean, if nothing else, there should be a much higher level of transparency. The fact that so many of these schools have been basically trying to hide their curriculum when asked about it, it really, you know, if it didn't already raise red flags, it should now.
Yeah, well, we certainly hope so, and I know at least a couple of candidates are going to put that issue front and center, and I'm going to do my best to give them radio time between now and the election to make sure people hear it. Susie Moore, thank you as always.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate being on with you.
You bet. Me too. Great getting you on here. RedState.com has got a lot of those really great clearinghouse for great articles, including that one. So you need to go there and read the one on the schools in Michigan. It will absolutely drive you crazy. They've also got more on what's coming up here in 2022 when Republicans take control of at least the House again.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.